Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Outstanding Organization, Generate Business Results by Eliminating Chaos and Building the Foundation for Everyday Excellence by Karen Martin, performed by the author. For Dale, a gifted writer, a talented editor, a cherished friend, you are missed. Introduction. You've tried them all: total quality management, re-engineering, theory of constraints, just-in-time, lean, Six Sigma, lean Six Sigma, scrum, agile, and design thinking. You've formed quality circles and improvement teams and trained belts of every color. You've tried 5S, 8D, A3, and 3P. You've become tools dependent and then tools averse. You've gone round and round on whether the problem is people, processes, or products. You've outsourced, you've insourced. You've searched for best practices, attempted to copy them, and then rejected them because they too didn't generate the business results you had hoped for. You're not alone. In 2000, The Economist revealed that only 20% of companies reported success with the change management programs they had attempted. A whopping 63% experienced only temporary improvement, and 17% achieved no improvement at all. This is an astonishing failure rate given the capital and time businesses invest in such programs. A decade later, the numbers hadn't changed. A 2010 study by Accenture surveyed executives from 113 U.S. companies with annual revenues of $1 billion. Over half those companies with formal continuous improvement programs in place said that their programs produced minimal financial impact. More than two-thirds felt that their continuous improvement programs needed reevaluation, a restart, or a complete makeover. Even when the circumstances demand urgent attention, improvement efforts fall shockingly short. In 1999, the Institute of Medicine, IOM, released its landmark report, To Err Is Human, which found that as many as 98,000 people die annually as a result of preventable medical errors while hospitalized in the United States. That's equivalent to 715 Boeing 737s crashing with full passenger loads. The IOM set an aggressive goal of reducing harm from medical errors by 50% in 5 years, which created a nationwide call to action. Did hospitals achieve this imperative? Not even close. 5 years later, the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?